Welcome to the Daily Dad Podcast, where we provide one lesson every day to help you with your most important job, being a dad. These are lessons inspired by ancient philosophy, by practical wisdom, and insights from dads all over the world. Thank you for listening, and we hope this helps.
Be something and somebody. E.H. Harriman was a hell of a businessman, and as we've talked about before, a surprisingly good father. He had a reputation as a greedy industrialist, but at home he was tender and engaged with his kids. He was patient and instilled in them good values. Once, he wrote to his son's headmaster to ask how the boy was doing in his schooling. "Fair in his studies," came the reply, along with the news that young Averill was gaining steadily. Encouraged, he wrote to his son whether he might be able to jack up his efforts in English. "I know you can as well as some other subjects," E.H. wrote. "It is encouraging to have you so improved, and I am sure you will catch on and go on and on to be something and somebody." It's a perfect phrase. He wasn't telling his son he needed to get perfect scores. He wasn't telling him that he was worthless for having come up short. He was saying that he knew what his son was capable of, and more importantly, what is expected of a person with his potential. Be something and somebody. We don't necessarily need our kids to be financially successful or supremely powerful or famous, but we do expect them to make something of themselves, to be somebody, whether it's a respected member of their small church or the head of a legislative body. We expect them to do something because life is a gift. To waste it? To do the minimum? No. That's a failure for us and for them. So let's jack up our efforts and our expectations. I think one of my favorite things about being a parent is sort of made me a kid again in a weird way. So every night, my wife and I have a bowl of Magic Spoon cereal. It's the dessert we have. We try to generally eat healthy, but you know, you have these cravings having all the kid stuff around the house. What I love about Magic Spoon is there's no gluten, basically no carbs, no sugar. It tastes like Captain Crunch or, you know, Cocoa Puffs or any of the cereal you remember as a kid, but, you know, it's actually good for you. A box of it's got as much protein as a dozen eggs. I absolutely love Magic Spoon. I invested in the company. It's been amazing. You can check it out. People have loved it. I've recommended it in my newsletter and some other stuff before. Just go to magicspoon.com and use code RyanHoliday for free shipping. It's awesome. You'll love it.